Susan Robb recently spoke with the award-winning writer Nikki Grimes about her new book of poetry for children about grief. The book is called What Is Goodbye?
Well, What Is Goodbye is a collection of paired poems about grief, and it's a subject I'd wanted to approach for a really long time. But every time I would mention, you know, grief and children in the same sentence, I didn't get a good response from publishers. They weren't really anxious to go there. But I felt passionately that this was a subject that needed to be addressed. There were so many children who needed this tool to help them process grief and cope with it. And I just wasn't finding anything out in the marketplace like it. So I was really excited when Hyperion responded and said, oh yeah, we'd like to see that. I'm like, good, let's get to it. And I've been really refreshed to hear not only from children but from parents and adults of all different ages who have found this book healing and helpful for their own lives because of losses they had that were recent or losses from childhood that they had never healed and had carried that pain around with them because it had never been acknowledged. One of the reasons I wanted to have at least two points of view is that everybody experiences grief differently, and in general, you know, there's a breakdown in gender in terms of how boys respond and girls respond, and also I wanted a reflection of different ages in terms of how they respond and how they process the same, you know, feelings and the same, you know, anger and grief and, I mean, numbness and just all of the stages are, they look different from different points of view. And also I wanted to look at what, you know, the dynamic of the family, what happens when there's a death and how it impacts the adults. And one of the reasons I wanted to write this book is that I, and watching over the years, families struggle with grief, I noticed that adults tend to discount the experiences of children because, you know, if little Johnny is smiling or isn't crying or isn't acting out, the assumption is that little Johnny's okay. And little Johnny is dying inside, you know, but he's expressing it in different ways. And so this book helps the parent to make a connection with their children, to have a sort of a bird's eye view on what's going on with them. And it gives them sort of a point of contact, parent to child or adult to child, whatever the situation is, that, you know, can be very, very healing, very helpful.